Thursday night, or L'chof Ches, Mar Cheshvan, Chavis Halvodas, Shar HaTshuva, and we're at the end of Perek Shmini, page Reish Chof Tes. Perek Shmini is about the relative levels of a Baal Tshuva, someone who did Tshuva for Averus and someone who was never Chote, rare as that is, but as he explains in the Perek, so you learn things from the way he compares them, and he says that you could mamash have them be the same, and you could have the Baal Tshuva be on a higher Madrega, and you can have the Tzaddik being on a higher Madrega, and he puts the categories, the circumstances, as being depending on the type of Avera you did. In the Mitzvah Saseh, which you find throughout Shas, really, that the not doing a mitzvah saseh is an avera, no question about that. We're talking about someone who was neglectful and didn't do a mitzvah saseh because of neglect or on purpose mamish, whatever the case may be. So it's an avera, but it's not throughout Shas. We know that a mitzvah saseh is not as severe as violating a lav. Chavis Halavos explained in the first parak of Shar HaTshuva that, he didn't come to explain this point, but it came out in his discussion that the mitzvahs represent certain spiritual realities. So when you do a lav, you're injecting poison into your system. You're being merachik yourself, biyodayim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While when you neglect to do an asay, it's an avera, I don't want to use the word you are merely, but for lack of a better word, you are merely not doing the assay. You don't have poison in your system. You just have to. So you're nowhere, and you're not going. You didn't take a step away from Hashem, even though you violated His words. But I guess, well, you did in a passive sense. It's called more kal, and therefore he says when you do tshuva. On that, proper tshuva, which is not easy. It's not easy to do tshuva. He says if you do all the steps that he describes in the Sefer, in the Shar, so then you're equal. You're equal to the tzaddik. And as was pointed out, it doesn't mean you're on the same madrega, of just like this bigger tzaddikim and smaller tzaddikim, different madregas. So this, if someone puts on tefillin for 1,000 days, he's probably, all other things being equal, he's probably on a higher madrega than someone that only put on tefillin for 900 days. But it means in terms of the tzidkus, in terms of, you know, Hashem weighs your actions and where you're holding in terms of tzaddik, rosh, benoni, so you're the same, you're not behind. The second madrega was that the Baal Tshuva could climb to heights that the tzaddik cannot reach. And not the way it was suggested here by some people, because he has struggles that the tzaddik doesn't have. And I said it doesn't make sense. It's not logical that those struggles would put him on a higher madrega than the tzaddik. It doesn't make sense that Hashem made a system in which it's better to have been chote and done tshuva than not chote at all. It doesn't make sense. But so what? When does he climb to a higher madrega? When his doing tshuva entails a kniya, if you remember Shar HaKniya, those who learned it. So it's a Baal Tshuva is more apt, but not more apt. A Baal Tshuva can be kone, the nida of kniya, to which the Chavis Halavos devoted a Shar to, called Shar HaKniya. He can reach that, while a tzaddik would find it harder to reach. So he's postulating that the Baal Tshuva will reach that madrega of kniya, will feel botel to Hashem, because he's walking around feeling lowly vis-a-vis Hashem, because he knows he's a chote, he's a sinner, and he's doing proper tshuva, which means he realizes the severity of sin, and he thinks about it, and all the things that we learned in the previous prokhin. Mashenkin, he says, the tzaddik, who never sinned, is open to the greatest sin of all, which is patting himself on the back.
Which van is that?
Which gaiva. Smugness, gaiva, feeling that you have accomplished everything that you're supposed to accomplish. You don't feel any sense of, you're not missing anything, right? You're good. That's the worst sin. Now, I know you've been brought up in a culture where that's the biggest mitzvah. So I won't get into that. I won't start ranting about that. I'll just be mechalik between feeling good that you're trying and you're working and you're accomplishing, and the feeling good called smugness and self-satisfaction. So we'll just leave it at that. And when he talks about that it's the biggest aver at all, he's talking about being self-satisfied, patting yourself on the back that you're good. You know, Hashem is no tainus to you. You're good. So that, and that's not good. He says, you know, ironically, he has like pithy phrases. Like the Aveira has done more for the Russia in terms of good, in terms of spiritual growth, than the mitzvahs of this tzaddik has done for the tzaddik. He's saying a deep idea. It's not like he's not just playing games, because he's calling the person a tzaddik, right? And you're not supposed to be a balgaiva. He's not talking about the blatant gaiva of a balgaiva. He's calling the person a tzaddik. He's saying, but there's a certain self-satisfaction that a tzaddik can fall prey to without the word gaiva the way we think of it. What's his lashon? He says the Echad Menat Tzaddikim told us Talmidim, I'm happy that you fail once in a while, that you fall once in a while, because if you wouldn't, then I'd have a much bigger fear that you would fall into the Aveira of Gaiva, of Schichus Hadas. I think the Gemara phrases it this way. It's not a foreign idea to the Gemara. The Gemara says a leader of a tzibur has to have a kupa shel tzratzim, meaning he has to be hungry, we call it. You gotta stay honest, you gotta be hungry, you gotta, don't think that you are the be-all and end-all of all things. So in that sense, it's not 100% clear to me what he's talking about. Because why? Really what he's saying is that the Baal, because there's no hechrich that the Baal Tshuva will reach this madrega of Kniya. Because or else the Baal Tshuva of paragraph 1 would have reached that darga of Kniya too. It's not synonymous. Al-Korchach, it's like a step beyond, that the Baal Tshuva is on a path where he can reach this madrega. So really what he's saying seems to be that the Baal Tshuva is on a maslul, is on a path where he can reach higher heights. Now the tzaddik could do that too. I mean, when he learned Shaar HaKniyah, and we went through the whole Shaar HaKniyah, he didn't say even once in the whole Shaar HaKniyah that this is reserved for Baalei Tshuva, not for tzaddikim. I mean, a tzaddik can do the whole Shaar HaKniyah too. Hatzadik enu nichne knias baal tshuva asher hiskanu veim bitochon olav min agaiva v'agavus uschichas adaz b'maasav. A tzadik, he's saying, is vulnerable. That's what I'm looking for. The tzadik is vulnerable to schichas adaz and gavu. So when, and that's really all he's saying, because to say that the Baal Tshuva who has reached the Darg of Kniya and the Tzaddik has become a Baal Tshuva, it wouldn't even be a Chiddush. That's not called the Baal Tshuva is on a higher Madrega than the Tzaddik. It's like saying Baal Tshuva was not Mechal Shabbos anymore and the Tzaddik wasn't Mechal Shabbos. Thank you. You know, that's not... He's saying the Baal Tshuva, he's talking about Madregas, levels of spirituality. The Tzaddik is more vulnerable to Gaiva than the Baal Tshuva. That's the point he's making. He's obviously not talking about, you understand? He's not talking about a Baal Tshuva who has Kaniya and a Tzaddik who's a Baal Gaiva. That's like, that's not saying much. That's not called the Baal Tshuva is on a higher Madrega and a Tzaddik. That's called a person who was Kaina Kaniya is on a higher Madrega than someone who's a Baal Gaiva. You know, thank you very much. That's not the Baal. The way to understand that the Chodesh Olam is saying is that there is a Baal Tshuva who will be in a higher spiritual state than a tzaddik because of his readiness. He's in kniya mode, and that's a higher spiritual state than a tzaddik who's vulnerable to the way he describes gaiva as being. So that Baal Tshuva is on a higher madrega than the tzaddik. Why? Apparently that wouldn't necessarily be true. You see, there's the biggest raya. It wouldn't necessarily be true for the Baal Tshuva who was chote in the mitzvah saseh. L'chayr shver, like, why did he have to say that this person is doing tshuva for mitzvah lo saseh? Why can't this person be doing tshuva for the mitzvah saseh also? Why does he have to? His categories are, it depends what type of aveira. The answer must be that, I guess, maybe there's another answer. The way I understand it is that the person who's doing tshuva just for an assay, by the same token that he has not injected poison in his system, and therefore in his tshuva, his avera is lighter, that you see all over Shas, that an assay is less chum or more kal than a los assay. So the tshuva, he's not on that level. In other words, if we say that the Baal Tshuva is on a road to Kniya, then the Chavis Halvavos would be saying that the Baal Tshuva for a mitzvah saseh is not necessarily on that road. Again, he may go be kind of Kniya, but the Tzaddik can also go be kind of Kniya. I mean, they might have learned Shara Kniya, the Chavis Halvavos, and done everything there. There's no exclusionary paragraph in Shara Kniya saying this is not for Tzaddikim. Well, this is not for Baalei Tshuva of Mitzvah Saseh. I mean, that's absurd, ridiculous. Shara Kaniya is Shara Kaniya. So if he does Shara Kaniya, he's going to be on a very high madrega, no question about it. But he's not, when he's saying that the Baal Tshuva is in a higher spiritual state than the Tzaddik, because he is in Kaniya mode, he's open for it, he's ready for it. It's like he's on that, he can easily do it, he just has to do it. And the tzaddik is vulnerable to gaiva, so apparently that doesn't exist by a Baal Tshuva of a mitzvah saseh, because it's that much, it's not as bitter. His averus are not that bitter to him. It's not bitter, so he doesn't feel that sense of bittul that the oiver and alav will necessarily feel. We don't know what he's talking about because we don't care what we do. Let's finish the perek. A chelak ashlishi, that the tzaddik's on a higher madrega than the Baal Tshuva, in a higher spiritual state, we now know, is shechota hashov l'Hashem b'chamuros, shehizro osu mehem, v'hi mitzvot losos yeshefem koros, v'mitzvot b'dei shemayim, v'hi chil Hashem. Shvuas Sheker. I don't. Kigon Chil Hashem or Shvuas Sheker. I would have said also, because it doesn't say Chil Hashem as Mitzvah B'Dei Shemayim. It doesn't say Shvuas Sheker as Mitzvah B'Dei Shemayim. It's very, very chomer. But we let Hashem deal with him. Chadom Lekach Mena Chamuros. Anyway, Chamuros in which your system is very poisonous. V'Chazar Miti Yosubem B'Shleimus Tanoya Shuvah V'Agdiroseo. He followed the Shara Tshuva to the letter, and he did proper Tshuva. Yes, so what? See, that's too bad. If you learn Yuma, you know that there's different Madregas of Kapora, and sometimes you need that for Yom HaMisra Mechaper. And there's nothing you can do about it. You can do Tshuva, and of course, when we say you do Tshuva, it means you did Tshuva according to the Chayyim Talbot, the Shara Tshuva. You did a proper Tshuva. But it doesn't help. You need Yisurin, you need Yom HaMisra. Some Averas are that Chomer, and there's nothing you can do about it. Zainu miskaper lo ashi yisyaser bolam hazeh b'meshe yochol lo seiz v'lispol also. He threw in a phrase which everybody likes to say. In this case, it happens to be true, that Hashem doesn't give you a burden that you cannot bear. I mean, it's logical like that, but that's this phrase he puts in, that the yisurin he has is b'meshe yochol lo seiz v'lispol also. It's yisurim that he's able to handle. Just throws in that phrase. If you have Yisurin also, sometimes you need Yom HaMisa also. It's only with Misa that it gets totally wiped clean. Even Mamarkin just means it cleans, but it doesn't. Kapora, the word Kapora means to totally cleanse. That's where these things are detailed. Because the shav is always has this poison in his system, and it needs tshuva, and it needs yisurin, and maybe it needs misa to cleanse his system, his spiritual system. So obviously, he says, the tzaddik is on a higher madrega than he is.